Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and this is an interlude podcast, interlude number 11. Because 4 weeks can be a long time to wait between our hour-long episodes featuring guests, so I've designed these short interludes to bring you inspiration, information, and tips about dreams and dream interpretation at the halfway point. And today's interlude is about animals in dreams. Putting cats, dogs, horses, neighbourhood birds, and other everyday animals to one side, which of the wilder or more exotic animals have appeared in your dreams? Over many years, my dream menagerie has included jaguars, tigers, lion, snakes, various mysterious birds, whales, dolphins, colourful tropical fish, and a tortoise. I'm sure that many of these and their innumerable cousins have prowled, slithered, flown, swum, and made their presences known in many of your dreams too. Made their presences known. Now, that's an interesting turn of phrase. We tend to dream of animals when we're becoming more aware of our own animal instincts, or when dormant, powerful energies begin to stir deep in our unconscious and make themselves felt around the edges of our consciousness. We might have repressed magnificent energies we're not ready to own, such as a powerful voice, perhaps appearing in a dream as a lion's roar, or a colourful nature, perhaps appearing as a resplendent tropical fish in a dream, or intuitive communication skills, maybe seen in a dream as a synchronised pod of dolphins. Or we might have repressed energies we judge as undesirable. Anger, perhaps in dream form the angry swish of a tiger's tail. Or revenge, maybe the poisonous fangs of a dream snake. When life prompts these dormant energies to stir, our dreams offer the opportunity to recognise what we have repressed and decide which energies to nourish and express, perhaps the powerful voice, a more colourful, vibrant nature, the intuitive communication skills, and which to understand and work with, perhaps the anger and thoughts of revenge. Animal dreams tend to occur at times of change, or when life challenges us to change. Change stirs us up, calls us forth, or sends us scurrying into retreat. Change can heighten our animal nature, prompt us to act instinctively, summon raw emotion, and bypass critical thinking. Rushing to the supermarket to buy up big on toilet rolls during the first year of the pandemic springs to mind. Change can also shake us from complacency and awaken powerful energies that allow us to live more vibrantly, more effectively, more magnificently in the world. During times of change, it can be hard to put words on emerging feelings and shifting perspectives. Animal dreams capture that sense of emerging energies that you can feel, but not fully name. Further along the track, when you have embraced change, you might dream of specific people to represent issues or energies you have become more conscious of. Your dreaming mind might choose Uncle Jack to symbolise speaking out because he is powerfully vocal. Or your dreaming mind might choose the bully from your school years to symbolise revenge, because that was her modus operandi. Uncle Jack replaces the more emergent sense of dream tiger, while the school bully in your dream represents or replaces the more visceral fanged snake. I don't want to pigeonhole, there's another animal reference, I don't want to pigeonhole the dream meaning of a tiger, a snake, a dolphin, or any other creature. Our dreaming minds choose symbols based on our own individual perspectives and experiences, both conscious and unconscious. There are several ways to get to the bottom of what a particular animal in your unique dream means. You can close your eyes and imagine you are the animal in your dream while you're awake. Inhabit its body. Move around the house in the same way that it did in your dream. How does this feel in your body? What feels like it's being expressed? Or you can take a piece of paper and a pen and dialogue with the animal on paper, or use any number of other key tools that you can learn from my online course, How to Interpret Your Dreams Step by Step. So next time an animal makes its presence felt in a dream, use one or more of these tools to encourage it to speak up and provide you with what you need to know to handle change in the best possible way. Our next episode of The Dream Show, episode 299, will be out in 2 weeks on Christmas Day, 25th of December, 2025. My guest, children's author and creative director, Rin McDonald, shares a dream for us to explore and interpret before we talk about her life and work and her book. Please make sure you hit the follow button at Spotify or Apple or wherever you listen to your podcasts so that you get all the episodes and interludes delivered to your feed as soon as they're published. Thank you as always to Ewan Gray for sound editing and composing our theme music. And thank you for listening. You can find out more about my services, books and courses at janeteresa.com. That's Teresa without an H. Have a beautiful day. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.